This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Today's edition of Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Enigma Fishing. Cast, catch, repeat. And visit Anderson.com, South Carolina's bright spot and home to beautiful Lake Hartwell. And by the Bass Angler Sportsman Society, home for the greatest professional fishermen in the world and the Super Bowl of bass fishing, the Bassmaster Classic. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, College National Championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. Now, the best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the home button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. As the elites continue on this unintended break due to the postponement of the Fort Gibson tournament to September, we've had a chance to catch our breath and catch up with a few guys we haven't talked to in the past, like elite newcomer Shane LaHue, who sits in eighth in the AOI standings halfway through the season. He is in our Meet the Elite segments today. Also today, we'll do a sponsor spotlight segment with Enigma Fishing owner Jesse Tecarante. Jesse, like John Cruz and Gary Klaus and others, is both a business owner and an elite pro, and he'll tell us how he balances all of that and how Enigma is able to put out a pro quality rod and reel for just about $100 each. But in the leadoff role, Bassmaster magazine editor James Hall joins us as they are putting the finishing touches on the Top 100 Lakes issue, which will be in mailboxes and on newsstands next month. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this show away from the dock. It's a calm before the storm edition of Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over 500,000 outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for a chance to fish with Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Hunter Shyrock. One winner will receive round-trip domestic airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and $500 spending money. Our winner will also take home a Phoenix 618 Pro XP with a Mercury 150, plus a Lowrance HDS Live 7 with active imaging, a Rigid Industries deck lighting system and backup kit, gear from Abu Garcia, Bob's Machine, and more, and a Field & Stream $500 gift card. Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for more information.
The Bassmaster Elite Series is going from one big bass factory to another as the tour visits legendary Lake Gunnersville, which will host next spring's Bassmaster Classic. The Academy Sports and Outdoors Bassmaster Elite at Gunnersville will go out of Goose Pond Colony June 21st through the 24th. This is a Friday through Monday event with the takeoffs and weigh-ins at Goose Pond each day, and the Outdoor Expo will be there Saturday and Sunday. On Sunday from 1 to 3, you can meet the elites as well at Angler Alley while the entire family takes in all the fun of the expo. For some of you, fantasy fishing is dragging a frog off a lily pad and seeing a six-pounder engulf it. Well, yeah, that is pretty good. But how about Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing? Set your team now at Bassmaster.com/fantasy, and you can win great prizes at each event. First place winners receive a $2,500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And if that winner is a BASS member, they get an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And the season-long grand prize winner will receive a 2019 Nitro Z18 with a Mercury 175. So sign up now.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
Welcome in Bassmaster Radio. And as I said in the leadoff spot, James Hall, editor of Bassmaster Magazine, joins us. And, you know, we grab him every year a couple of times, usually right around 100, the Greatest 100 Lakes comes out. And it's the next issue of Bassmaster Magazine. So we're going to kind of ask him a little bit about how the sausage is made on that deal. And he joins us now. James, welcome in. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, Tom. How in the world are you, sir?
I am fantastic. Couldn't be any better. Looking forward to, you know, I live in the region, so I've got a tournament coming up at Gunnersville and next weekend, and then, of course, the elites will be at Gunnersville, so that's always kind of a good thing. It's only about 45, 50 minutes for me to Goose Pond, so I'm looking forward to that, and I'm going to think that Gunnersville is going to have a fairly decent spot when the 100 Greatest Lakes issue comes out next month.
I'm not going to leak any information, but yes, based on the data, the Gunnersville is back, my friend, yeah. As I'm sure you know. I mean, you look at the tournament data and, you know, 30 plus pounds are winning events there, and you got to be over 20 pounds to be in the top 20. So it's kind of on fire right now. So I kind of wish I was fishing that tournament with you.
Yeah, it's going to be good stuff over there. Now, just to kind of let people know, it's not like, all right, the last issue came out, so now let's put 100 lakes together in the 4 weeks before the next issue comes out. This is a year-round deal, isn't it?
Well, you know, not year-round. We work on it about 2.5 months because we, you know, it's released in our July-August issue, and we want to have the most current data available for, you know, to create this massive bucket list for bass anglers. Mm-hmm. So we'll use, for the Northern Lakes, for example, we kind of have to use tournament data from the past 12 months because their lakes are freaking frozen for, mm-hmm. you know, the first 4 months of the year. So we'll use some 2018 data for the Northern Lakes, but for the lakes in the West and the Midwest and the Southeast, we're looking at using only data that's from 2019. So mm-hmm. that way, we'll get the most, you look at what's going on in Oklahoma right now, for example. I mean, those bass fisheries have flooded out, and some of them are they're so far out of the banks right now, there's no telling us where to find a bass in Oklahoma right now. So a lot of things can happen in a very, very short amount of time. So we wait till, the last minute for us is about 2.5 months before the July-August issue. And that's when we really start doing all the survey data and the research to try to get the best information that we can get for our readers.
Yeah, and tournament results is a big part of it, but it's not the only part of it, right? You get input from sponsors and others, or from guides and so on, and others around the country as to how a lake is performing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, really the coolest data that we get are from state fisheries managers, you know, the Department of Natural Resources from different states and those guys that are managing the fisheries. Different states do things differently, and it tourism dollars are massive now for bass fishing. You know, there's like Lake Fort, for example. We were just there with an Elite Series event. I think Lake Fort generates something like $20 million, $30 million a year for just that one small section of Texas. And so if you multiply that times every great bass fisherman in the nation, you're talking a lot of money, right? So the states have realized that, and they've really done a good job of managing these fisheries over the past decade, and they're starting to really focus on creating and maintaining databases on how these fisheries are performing, and then they're putting more effort into making them, you know, really, really good for bass fishermen. So, yeah, the state of Florida, for example, they have their trophy bass program. The state of Texas has a Sherrill Lunker program. State of Mississippi has a tournament program, database program, that they use to see how their fisheries are doing using tournament data like we try to collect for the 100 Best Bass Lakes. So if we reach out to all the fishery management teams in every state in the nation, and we ask them to rank their lakes And in doing so, we get a, just an incredible amount of data, and that's kind of what how we begin sifting through the information to create these rankings.
And it's interesting because you've got certain areas and certain lakes that love to be mentioned. We're all offended when our lake isn't mentioned on there, but then we don't want our lake to be mentioned on there because if it is, it seems like, I mean, this moves the needle, right? I mean, that people put these are bucket list lakes. They become places where, you know, we got to go and we got to go fish there.
Yeah, we get hate mail, man. We the locals get so mad when they're like, especially when they're ranked high. The number one lake, for example, every time these rankings come out, number one lake seems to get flooded with new anglers. So, you know, when we had St. Clair, for example, as number one, the ramps went from being us, you know, three quarters full during the prime time to having overflow parking, and the local guys just get so irritated. But you know, that's just part that these fisheries are there for the anglers, and when you want to go on a fishing trip of a lifetime, and the average guy only gets to go on, you know, maybe three or four really special trips, if that, per year, well then, you know, it's just there's nothing handier or more valuable than knowing where to go when you just have that limited time. So I think the locals can deal with it, you know, because it's what really we all want to get people out on the water and enjoying the sport. That's kind of what it's all about. It's that's why the fisheries are so good, because of this of these tourism dollars, you know, that bass fishermen bring to an area. So it's you know, a double-edged sword, you know, for the locals. They want it to themselves, but they also want the fisheries managers to continue making their local pond as good as it can be. So in order for that to happen, they need the extra dollars and tourism to come there. So yeah, that's what it's all about for me, is getting more people on the water.
James Hall with us, editor of Bassmaster Magazine. All right, have you considered like adding information on what the best lakes are to go kayak fishing on? Because you seem to be really into this kayak thing, and it's a thing right now. It's a craze. It's amazing. Some of these kayaks are so elaborate, and then others are just really basic. I have not tried it. I grew up fishing out of a canoe. I understand being able to reach over the side and feel like you're right, you know, like in the water. But to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I love it, man. You know, it's a different experience. It's one thing to get on the bass boat and zoom all over the lake and, you know, power fish and run wherever you want to run. And it's a whole different experience to have a kayak and know that if you're gonna go in a big lake, you gotta dump it in a very specific spot because you can't cover that much water. And then it also gives you the option to go to fish areas that don't have launch ramps. So I do love it. It's kind of like, you know, hunting. For example, you can use a high-powered rifle, or you can reach out and touch a deer at, you know, 500 yards, or you can have an intimate setting with a bow and only have a 30-yard shot. That's your range. So, yeah. You know, the kayak thing is kind of like bow hunting. It's a more intimate experience. You know, you don't have noise. You typically are self-powered, you know, so you're going to have to pick your spots. And then, of course, you're a whole lot closer to the water. You know, I just dig it because it is it's a time where you just kind of feel like you have less gear. You know, you can't take 3,000 yeah. pounds of crap with you, and so you take a couple of rods, a handful of baits. You go out there and you just focus on one or two small things, one small area, and it's, you know, it's just more focus is required in my mind. It's typically more serene, so it's, you know, it's just having one. Additional experience when it comes to bass fishing. And like you mentioned, it's probably the fastest growing segment of bass fishing right now. So it's something a lot of people are doing, and you know, something that I like. I'm with them. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, well, you know, that's great. I don't even like fishing out of an aluminum boat, so I don't know if I'm going to jump in a kayak anytime soon. But hey, to each his own. And no, it is a fast-growing segment. There's no question about that. James Hall has been our guest from Bassmaster Magazine. Keep an eye out, newsstands, and of course your mailboxes coming up for the next issue, which will have 100 the 100 greatest lakes in the country. country, broken down by segments of the country. It's always controversial and a great read as well. James, I appreciate you so much. We'll chat again.
Hey, thanks so much, Tom. I appreciate it, bro.
All right, thank you. Going to grab a break here. When we come back, Shane LaHue in the Meet the Elite segment. It's coming up next right here, Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's EnigmaFishing.com. Finally, the long-lost missing opening day of Bassmaster Live is here. That's right. Now, all 4 days of each Bassmaster Elite Series event can be found at Bassmaster.com and ESPN3. So tune in as the crew of Mark Zona, Dave Mercer, Davey Height, Ronnie Moore, and Mike Sukan are all led by the captain himself, Tommy Sanders, during each and every Bassmaster Elite Series event. With more cameras and more boats than ever, this season of Bassmaster Live is certain to be must-see streaming. Just don't let the boss look over your shoulder. Unless they're a Bassmaster fan too. The Bassmaster Elite Series is going from one big bass factory to another as the tour visits legendary Lake Gunnersville, which will host next spring's Bassmaster Classic. The Academy Sports and Outdoors Bassmaster Elite at Gunnersville will go out of Goose Pond Colony June 21st through the 24th. This is a Friday through Monday event with the takeoffs and weigh-ins at Goose Pond each day, and the Outdoor Expo will be there Saturday and Sunday. On Sunday from 1 to 3, you can meet the elites as well at Angler Alley while the entire family takes in all the fun of the expo.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster Live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Time for a Meet the Elites segment with young Shane LaHue, who is making some noise so far on his rookie campaign, the Bassmaster Elite Series. He is doing an excellent job. He's won over $60,000 total with BASS and is sitting in number 8 spot right now in the AOI standings, and he joins us now. Shane, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thank you guys for having me on.
Pretty heady stuff here, being in the top 10 halfway through the season, your first year on the Bassmaster Elite Series. It's got to feel good to kind of validate what it is that you're doing out there.
Yeah, I made the switch, obviously, from the FLW Tour. It was great to me, but, I've always just wanted to fish Bassmasters Classic, and right now we're sitting in good position to do that. Still got about half the year left, so... Nothing's given at this point. Got Gunnersville coming up, and then a couple smallmouth deals coming up. So, that's going to be a lot of offshore fishing coming up here, and that's typically not my style. But I've actually been, trying to work on that here around the house. So I'm just trying to get geared up for the last little swing here.
Talk about around the house there. You're a North Carolina guy. You went to college over there, did your college fishing over that way. And, what do you call your home waters?
Home lake is Lake Norman. I actually live about 5 minutes from a boat ramp.
Oh.
Towards the river section of Lake Norman. So I fish it quite a bit. Me and my dad own a small tackle store about 5 minutes from a boat ramp, on the lower end of the lake. So. Definitely Lake Norman's a home lake, but there's a ton of lakes around here. So it's been a good place to grow up and get to see a bunch of different fisheries and how they act and stuff like that. So.
I fished the Open last year at Lake Norman. I had the pleasure of fishing with Rob Dye, who is with you on the Elite Series now, and a Lake Norman guy, certainly in that neck of the woods. So what a pretty lake, but man, there's some money, man. There's some NASCAR money around Lake Norman, isn't there?
there's a lot of NASCAR. That's what it mostly is. And businesses and stuff like that in Charlotte. So, yeah, there's a lot of money around Lake Norman. Unfortunately, I haven't tapped into that market yet.
You don't have a helicopter at the end of your dock? It's the first lake I ever saw a helicopter at the end of somebody's dock on a helipad or whatever on the upper level of a dock.
Yeah, there's a couple of them out there actually, but there's crazy money around Lake Norman, but it's a good fishery. It's versatile and it honestly gets the crap beat out of it, and I can't believe how many fish you can still go out and catch. I mean, there's people, fish 6-7 days a week on this lake, this time of year especially. There'll be, 30-40 boats out there fishing on a Tuesday, so it's pretty crazy that this place still, actually even pumps out fish.
Getting to know Shane LaHue a little bit. He had spent some time on the FLW Tour and has come over to the Bassmaster Elite Series this year, his first year, a newcomer on the Elite Series. And, Florida, you have been very steady. 24th at Florida, 37th, at Lake Lanier. But then at Hartwell, you were right there. You made it to Championship Sunday and ended up fifth with 61 pounds, 15 ounces. And, that Hartwell seemed to be something that was in your wheelhouse a little bit, maybe something that is you're familiar with your type of Carolina fishing.
Yeah, it was. A lot of the fish were actually on beds. That's the way I like to fish. I can fish fast, but fish slow, if that makes any sense. Just kind of throwing a wacky worm and stuff like that out in front of the boat, and then I'd sight fish with a new Berkeley lizard, the little 4-inch lizard, and so it was right in my wheelhouse. I've been to Hartwell a few times. And that's honestly, we hit it at a perfect time. I think at that lake, that time of year is just really good. It's got spot, largemouth. Obviously, that time of year, I was targeting largemouth bed fishing. And, that's how my roommate ended up winning the tournament, Brandon Cobb. He had a little local knowledge and some off-the-wall places that they would bed, stuff like that.
Yeah, a little bit. So you guys room together on the road, you and Brandon Cobb?
Yes, sir. We have for... 4 years now.
Really? Okay.
Yep. So we've been pretty good buddies for quite a while. It's funny, the way we got started into that actually is on the tour, we would actually just keep running into each other. Like we have a lot of the same, I guess, style as far as fishing goes. And on the tour, we would just keep running into each other. And eventually I was like, hey, man, who do you room with? And he's like, well, just one other guy right now. I was like, well, I don't really room with anybody. I was like, you guys want to all room together? And he said, yeah. So that's how that got started.
How ironic. He sits right in front of you, about 9 points in front of you in the Angler of the Year standings, except for he's got this couple of $100,000 in a truck, that he's won already this year with those two wins. He's been kind of all or nothing. You've been very steady, so you're in eighth place. He's won two tournaments and bombed a couple, and he's in seventh place. So two different ways to get in the top ten, I guess. But I'll be honest with you. I might take that extra zero on the bank account, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's what I told him. I said, for the rest of the year, you got to give me just top 35 holes. I was like, you're already good as far as money winnings, just as long as you make the classic. Or he's already made the classic, too.
Sure.
Because he won the Texas Bass Fest deal. So I told him, I was like, you got to give me top 35 holes the rest of the year. You're fishing for two people now.
Yeah. There you go. Shane LaHue, I guess, as we learn a little bit more about him. You say your dad owns a tackle shop. You've been in the tackle business yourself now for a while. Was this always the plan? I mean, could you ever remember, was there a time when you were a kid growing up, like you wanted to do something else? Or did you always think, my goal is to be a professional fisherman?
Yeah, I think it was pretty early. My dad and I grew up fishing, actually, the Mississippi River. So I was born in Davenport, Iowa.
Oh, okay.
So I really, I was younger. I think I fished my first tournament when I was probably 10 years old, little Tuesday nighter. And I think that tournament, I actually won big fish on an old school scum frog. It was, pretty tough fishing, and you only fish for like 3 hours after work. A bunch of guys got together, so. It was pretty cool. He my dad's actually a very, very good fisherman. He's very good at finding fish, probably better than I have ever been, honestly, as far as finding fish very fast. So I got to learn a lot from him. My grandfather fishes a ton. He fishes what they call the Old Farts Club every Thursday. Yeah. I mean, he fishes 4 or 5 days a week out on Norman, so it's pretty cool that, you know, I'm in a fishing family. I didn't know if it was ever going to be an option, obviously financially, with to make it to this level, but, you know, now I've been doing it for 6 years, almost right out of college, so it's pretty cool.
It's good. You know, they got to do one of those bro series things with you and Cobb, don't you think? I mean, you guys qualify, it sounds like. Yeah, I'm looking at these other bro series combos, but I would think that you and Cobb would fit right into that.
Yeah, we've talked about starting like a YouTube deal. Neither of us are very good at videos and all that kind of stuff, so we'd have to hire somebody to take over that, because he and I are not the most social media savvy.
Oh, no, yeah.
Younger.
No, I had to give him all
old souls.
I gave him all kinds of garbage about his Twitter page, you know, when he was winning at Texas Fest. I'm like, my gosh, I mean, you know, can you at least have an updated Twitter account? I mean, people want to go follow you on Twitter and finding all this old information and everything else. You know, you're a 2-time winner on the Elite Series and your Twitter page is all jacked up. But no, he's a good guy. There's no doubt about it. All right, so you head to Gunnersville. You say offshore isn't necessarily your thing. But what are your thoughts about, have you been to Gunnersville before other than, you know, pre-fishing for this particular event? And what are your thoughts about Gunnersville and then heading north?
Honestly, I mean, I like Gunnersville a lot. I've never really been this time of year for a major tournament like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not 100% sure. I know they're offshore. I mean, obviously it's, you know, it's gotten hot. It's June. But the problem with Gunnersville is the there's a lot of traffic on Gunnersville. A lot of people fish that lake, a lot of guides. So a lot of those offshore fish, I have a feeling, are going to be pretty messed with. I'm hoping I can find some kind of shallow bite, obviously, because I'll be a lot more comfortable with that. I'm not sure that's going to be the way to win. It probably won't be. Somebody will find some off-the-wall, offshore place and probably hammer them. But I'm going to try to do a little bit of both. But I would like to find something shallow just as a backup. But I feel like it's going to be one offshore, so I'm going to concentrate most of my time doing that.
I would imagine that Garmin Panoptics is going to come into play at some particular point as well. What an incredible piece of equipment Garmin has put out. I know they're one of your sponsors.
Yeah, that is that thing's awesome. Like, I go on guide trips and stuff like that on Norman. We have a bunch of spots, obviously, and they'll suspend around brush piles and stuff, and there's some guys that have put out cane piles, and I've sold quite a few Panoptics units to a couple of my buddies that'll, after they go fishing with me for a day, like, especially in the winter time this winter, you know, it's cool to, like, watch fish follow your jerk bait and then actually eat your jerk bait, stuff like that, or grub, or, you know, whatever it may be. And you know, that thing is Lanier, it helped me a lot. That one was really one I would like back. That first day, I did everything wrong. And then the second day, I finally figured it out and should have had a really, really big bag the second day. But, yeah, the Panoptics the second day really helped me. I found some fish that were – I could pitch to them out in front of the boat with a Ned rig and watch them follow it to the bottom and then catch them. So,
wow,
pretty neat deal.
That is pretty incredible stuff, and I'm sure that'll be a big player for you as well when you get up north on the St. Lawrence River as well. Shane LeHue has been our guest. We get to know him a little bit more. Shane, I appreciate you, man. Great stuff. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Thank you. There you go. Shane LeHue jumping in for us as we get to know the guys on the tour. A guy that we do know is Jesse Tacarante, and he is coming up next in the Sponsor Spotlight. We'll do that right after this on Bassmaster Radio, on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for a chance to fish with Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Hunter Shyrock. One winner will receive round-trip domestic airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and $500 spending money. Our winner will also take home a Phoenix 618 Pro XP with a Mercury 150, plus a Lowrance HDS Live 7 with active imaging, a Rigid Industries deck lighting system and backup kit, gear from Abu Garcia, Bob's Machine, and more, and a Field & Stream $500 gift card. Visit Bassmaster.com for bass.com/sweepstakes for more information.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
As fishermen, one of the things we love to do is proudly display our sponsors' logos on a beautifully designed tournament jersey. And the jersey of choice for Bassmaster Radio, Enigma Fishing, and Elite Pros Jesse Tacarante, John Cruz, and more are the ones that are made by Valley Fashions. So whether outfitting just yourself or an entire high school or college team, make Valley Fashions your first stop. Quality is unsurpassed. Timely delivery was a priority. And the pricing is better than you think. Do what the pros do. Visit VFOutdoors.com. That's VFOutdoors.com. And make Valley Fashions part of your team. For some of you, fantasy fishing is dragging a frog off a lily pad and seeing a six-pounder engulf it. Well, yeah, that is pretty good. But how about Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing? Set your team now at bassmaster.com/fantasy, and you can win great prizes at each event. First place winners receive a $2,500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And if that winner is a BASS member, they get an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And the season-long grand prize winner will receive a 2019 Nitro Z18 with a Mercury 175. So sign up now. Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's Enigma Fishing. Finally, the long-lost missing opening day of Bassmaster Live is here. That's right. Now, all 4 days of each Bassmaster Elite Series event can be found at Bassmaster.com and ESPN3. So tune in as the crew of Mark Zona, Dave Mercer, Davey Height, Ronnie Moore, and Mike Sukan are all led by the captain himself, Tommy Sanders, during each and every Bassmaster Elite Series event. With more cameras and more boats than ever, this season of Bassmaster Live is certain to be must-see streaming. Just don't let the boss look over your shoulder. Unless they're a Bassmaster Master fan too.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Thanks to James Hall for jumping in with us, help us lead things off. Can't wait to see that 100 Greatest Lakes issue come out. Joining us now, a sponsor spotlight segment / elite tour guy, Jesse Tacarante, Enigma Fishing, the Enigma Fishing guy. I think it's at Enigma Fishing guy on Twitter, and he joins us now. Jesse, welcome back. How are you, man?
Good, buddy, and it's at Enigma Dude.
Enigma Dude. Oh.
For Twitter and for Instagram, at Enigma Dude.
Enigma Dude. Okay, all right. So that's the dude.
That was my wife's deal, not mine. That was, whatever she wants, I'll do. You know this, Tom.
We just talked.
We've been married for 30 years.
Yeah, right, exactly. 39 for me this month.
God bless you, man. That's awesome, yeah.
This, and we just got done talking to James Hall about the Top 100 Lakes that's coming out next month, and that's always an interesting issue, isn't it? You kind of look to see, like, you live not too far from Toho and some of the other Florida waters, and you want to see where these lakes come up. Is Lake Mead going to be on there, your home lake from when you were younger? But I know all the guys like that issue, don't they?
Yeah, we do. But here's, it's a love-hate relationship because, you love it, and then you say, okay, my lake made it, and then the next following weekend and all through the season, I 10 times be put on there.
Can't get on the lake.
It's a love-hate deal. Yeah. I can go down the list of the lakes that has absolutely just put too much pressure on it.
Yeah.
And the guys love it at first, and then they, 3 years later, they're going, oh my God, one of these guys are going to not come anymore.
Remember when Amistad was the top lake in the country? I don't even know if it exists anymore.
What is that place?
Well, what is that place?
It's a desert oasis out there, and now it's nothing. It's like right up. Puddle,
full disclosure for people to listen to the show, they know that I'm an Enigma guy. I fished Epon rods and reels and love them great, and you guys are tremendous sponsors with us. But I want to talk a little bit about the dual role that guys, the Elite Series has a few real top-notch entrepreneurs on there. You got Johnny Cruz with the Missile Baits. You got yourself with Enigma. You got Gary Klaus running a boat manufacturer, Phoenix Boats, one of the hottest independent boat dealers out there. Just talk about how you balance those two things.
Well, you know, it's actually, they go hand in hand. John and I talk about it quite frequently. Gary doesn't do as much traveling as we do. He doesn't have the need for it in his industry, but in ours in particular, we do. John's at a dealer almost every other day somewhere on this eastern seaboard and in the Midwest. But we take the opportunities, obviously, when we're on the road to visit dealers. Enigma this year basically has shut down all its dealers.
Yeah.
And I did that for several reasons, but mostly business-related. But that has helped me be able to balance the workload, because I don't have, in 17, my first year on the Elite, I would go out, and every time I went to a city or a town or driving through good potential areas, I would stop. I'd try to visit two or three dealers. So that would add a day or two on the trip there, day or two on the trip back. And then generally, remember, we pre-fish, so I always pre-fish late. So that would give me two trips, and I would revisit those dealers. So it took a lot of time. I remember on Toledo Bend and Sam Rayburn, we were there. I probably spent 3.5-4 days running around both lakes in two different states, three different states, actually, trying to, set up the dealer network over there. And so this year we went just consumer direct, eliminated the dealer. As we say, we eliminate the middleman to save you money. And it's I can't tell you how much it's helped us, because I can work from anywhere. I camp, so I have my camper, and that's my office away from home. And I have it set up with my monitors and printers. I mean, it's my camper is my office, and I balance it. And then, without a good team, of course, my son, my brother-in-law, Joel, we have a great team that helps. And that's huge to eliminate the pressure off of me. And I got to tell you, my guys, and I say my guys, we're a team. We're not, I own it with my son, but we never talk about who owns or who what. It's a team, right? And we all are there, and we all share. And when I am actually fishing the tournament, or pre-fishing, and they know that I'm, out there doing my work, they absolutely do 100% of everything they can do to not call, not email, not bother me in any which way. Zero distractions. Let the man do what he needs to do for these 7 days, And I love that about them. They're just as big a fans as the fans listening to this call. So it's a great deal, man. It really is a good deal.
And I'm very
fortunate and blessed.
You were smart to grab guys. You got guys on all the tours. It's not just the Elite Series. You've got guys on all the tours. Aaron Martins has fished Enigma reel rods for years as well, and has been
John
involved.
Murphy,
John Murphy. Some of these other guys have been involved in the design process as well. And how much of your own input? I see you on live sometimes when they've had a live camera in your boat, and you're fishing the same rig that I'm fishing, the same Enigma rod and reel that I'm fishing. But how much input do you get from everybody as you decide, okay, this is what we need to do and to tweak this reel or this rod for this application?
Well, it all starts at my desk, and that's really the thought process starts here. And then from there, I set it out to three or four guys, and we have a process that we go through, is the best way I can put it. So, here's a prototype. You fish it for two or three weeks. So everybody that's out there, they're on the water three, four, 5 days a week. Even when there's no tournaments, they're fishing. They fish a lot more than I do.
Right.
So, but I feel that I fish the toughest waters around. Tovo, Kissimmee, Braid, heavy, punching, flipping, heavy duty. I can beat up on a rod and a reel more than the average fisherman can on the average fishing conditions. So we beat them up, and then we reconvene and say, okay, what's going on here? What's happening? I broke this rod, or this tip is too stiff or too fast or whatever. And it takes, it took us, 3 years to get the Epon reels out. And so that gives you an idea of how long. We don't want to put something to market that's going to fall apart in 6 months or 3 days or whatever. We want to make sure that it's battle tested. I have Epon reels here now that are 3 years old. That 65-pound braid, they're actually in my showcase. It looked like a truck has run them over. And they're still working just fine. And then I have other ones that are in pieces, So we try different processes, different the materials, you know, it's just, it's fun. And everybody, the thing is, you know, Aaron has 1,000 hours of experience on a particular technique
right.
that you and I don't have. And John has his 5,000 hours on his, you know, because these are all guys that have been around for 30 years. They're not beginners. They're not rookies. They're not youngsters. They're guys that are veterans out there that have landed thousands and thousands of fish on treble hooks or topwater bait or, you know, whatever.
Jesse Tacarante.
So they got a lot of input.
Yeah, Jesse Tacarante with us, Enigma Fishing. Speaking of veterans, too, 10% discount for all military. That's important to you, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
When they buy it.
It's very important.
Yeah.
Very important. We put on 2 military tournaments a year, the Missions 22 tournaments, to raise awareness for our young men and women that come back.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a sad deal. We lose an average of 22 vets a day, every day, 365 to suicide because of their service. So, yeah, it's very near and dear to me. Very near and dear to me.
Yeah. Talk about also getting to the price point and how important it was to you to be able to put a quality reel out there. And as you say, eliminate the middleman in your case where people can buy it or buying on Amazon or buying on at EnigmaFishing.com. Tackle Warehouse, all these places. And you're able to get this to $100 price point, $100 reel. That is an, you know, 11 ceramic ball bearings. I mean, this is a first rate professional reel. You use it, others use it on tour. I use them. This is a top line reel that you can that the average consumer can buy for $100.
Yeah, well, if I always said if consumers knew how much retailers mark things up, there'd be a revolt tomorrow.
Yeah,
I've always said that, and I will always continue to say that. You know, you know, while we have to keep our doors open and we have to pay our bills like everybody else, we still try to be fair about it. And the reels, you know, they feature the spool high-speed bearings, all ceramic bearings, all duralumin gears, which is tougher than aluminum, stronger than steel, lighter than steel, gears inside to handle all the braid and all that stuff. And so basically we've just removed the 40% or 50% markup off the reel and put it on Amazon and put it on direct consumer direct and Tackle Warehouse is awesome. It's an awesome place. And you know, we can't keep them. Go to Tackle Warehouse. I mean, they order 100 reels are gone in 2 weeks.
Right.
It's just a constant battle trying to keep inventory. And, so yeah, we just, you know, it's the old saying, eliminate the middleman. There's no distribution. There's no dealers. It's consumer direct and you save, and it's good quality stuff. Now you got to set your expectations. You know, if you're looking at a $500 Shimano Titanium and you want to compare it to a $100 Enigma reel, which should sell for $200,
right.
Well, you're still going to be out of the ballpark because that's a $500 reel. That's
right.
You know, that's like a Rolex to a Timex. You know what I mean? It's just the reality of it. So you can't expect to buy a Timex and have the same functions as a Rolex. It ain't going to happen. So you know, it's expectations. But you fish with them. And it's not because I sponsor your show or we're friends. I want honest opinions. And, you know, you go out there and you fish the opens, you beat up on your gear. And if there's something wrong or there's an issue, I would fully expect Tom to call me and say, hey, Jesse, listen, you need to fix that or look at this or look at that. I haven't heard anything.
I haven't had one problem with anything. I mean, I have not had one problem and landed a big 6.5 pounder at Chick on a 6'8" you know, medium heavy Epon rod that handled the fish beautifully with, you know, 12-pound fluorocarbon in an Epon reel and had total control over that fish. He'd hit close to the boat, so you know how they go. They go nuts when they're there and was able to control that ball.
Yeah, drag was good, right?
Yeah, the drag was smooth. I mean, of course, I tie my drag down with vice grips, so that's just the way I am when it comes to that. But anyway, it's good stuff. All right,
it's a good product.
It's a great product.
Yeah, it's a good product. Yeah, and it gets, you know, Aaron's thing, his little pet peeve always before years ago with his prior sponsors was, you know, I have these young kids that come up to us and say, God, Mr. Martins, you know, they call Mr. Martins or Aaron, I want to fish with your rods and your product, but I can't. And I can't afford them. You know, Dad, who can afford a $500 or $600 rod? In reality, how many bass fishermen out there, even at the open level or at the elite level, have a $500 or $600 rod in their boat? None. You know, I mean, it's very rare. So, you know, Aaron was near and dear with the kids, and he does a lot of supporting with his daughter and the high school stuff and the junior high stuff. And he says, man, I need a rod that these guys can, that's still a good quality rod that we can use and is affordable to a 12-year-old kid as a present from his grandma or his dad or, you know. So we sponsor 800-plus kids in a high school arena and junior high arena, and it's growing. And we got some college teams we're working with. So we're all about the youth also.
Yeah.
And again, if you're selling to the youth and you're trying to sell them a 200 or 300 or 400 or 500, it just makes it almost impossible for these kids to afford it or their parents.
Yeah.
You know, so the $99 price point to that 110, 115 is a magic number where it's affordable. You can buy multiples instead of buying a $200 or $300 reel. You can buy $300 reels. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So
well, yeah. Especially when you want
to all the way around.
Right. Especially when you want to have 10 or 11 rods in a boat and, you know, and have that ability to move around. All right. Jesse Tecarante has been our guest, 32nd above the cut line right now in the AOI standings for making the Classic, for making the Classic 50.
Man, am I excited.
Oh, yeah. Going to Gunnersville. So good luck at Gunnersville and then heading north to Smallmouth Heaven, to St. Lawrence River and Cayuga Lake and the AOI championships as well. So good luck the rest of the way, and you know, keep your head above that cut line. We'll see you in that Classic next year.
Yeah, me too, buddy. Nobody wants to see you there more than me.
That's a good point.
I appreciate it, Tom.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
I'm excited, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate you having me on. You have a great day, buddy.
Thank you. Jesse Tecarante, Enigma Fishing, great fisherman and a great product as well. All right, we'll come back and wrap it up next right here on Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over 500,000 outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at Bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
As fishermen, one of the things we love to do is proudly display our sponsors' logos on a beautifully designed tournament jersey. And the jersey of choice for Bassmaster Radio, Enigma Fishing, and Elite Pros Jesse Tecarante, John Cruz, and more are the ones that are made by Valley Fashions. So whether outfitting just yourself or an entire high school or college team, make Valley Fashions your first stop. Quality is unsurpassed. Timely delivery was a priority. And the pricing is better than you think. Do what the pros do. Visit VFOutdoors.com. That's VFOutdoors.com. And make Valley Fashions part of your team.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Bassmaster Radio, and as we add this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Visit Bassmaster.com to sign up and play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, where individual elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a 2019 Nitro Z18 with a Mercury 175. Plus, fantasy fishing winners who are BASS members, when they set their teams, win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card, which is another great reason to become a member of BASS today. Play fantasy fishing at BassmasterFantasy.com. While you're at the site, click on Sweepstakes for your chance to fish with Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Hunter Shryock. The winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and a $500 gift card from Field & Stream. Plus, a prize package including a Phoenix 618 Pro XP bass boat with Mercury 150, Lowrance HDS Live 7 with active imaging 3-in-1, a PowerPole $500 gift certificate plus gear from Abu Garcia, Berkeley, and Spiderwire, and much, much more. Bass is also offering fishing fans a chance to win a new Toyota Tacoma pickup truck in its Ultimate Tacoma Sweepstakes Contest. The grand prize winner will receive a 2019 Toyota Tacoma TRD off-road truck with genuine Toyota accessories and other accessories packages from other manufacturers, all with a total value of $43,167. That contest runs through September 29th. Find both of these sweepstakes at bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Let's take a look at the upcoming tournament schedule. The Mossy Oak Fishing Bassmaster High School Wildcard, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors, is this upcoming week at Lake Cumberland on June the 12th. The Carhartt Bassmaster College Series at the St. Lawrence River, presented by Bass Pro Shops, is June 19th through the 21st. The Academy Sports and Outdoors Bassmaster Elite Series Tournament at Lake Gunnersville is going to be a meat fest. That is June 21st through the 24th at Gunnersville, going out of Scottsboro, Alabama. The BassPro.com Eastern Open at the James River is July 25th through the 27th. I'll be fishing in that one. Hope to see you there. BassPro.com Bassmaster Central Open at the Mississippi River is out of La Crosse, Wisconsin. That's August 1st through the 3rd. And also August 1st through the 3rd at Lake Chickamauga is the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series Championship, presented by Bass Pro Shops. Now, if you are interested in having a front row seat at an elite event, priority registration is now open for the Bassmaster Marshall program. Visit bassmaster.com/elite for more information. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the home button and click on Bassmaster Radio. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.